I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. As the Hurricane Dorian threat shifts towards the Carolinas, our hot, dry weather pattern rolls on and on. Sunshine dominates. High temperature 96 to 98 today and tomorrow, with the heat index near or above 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, very hot. Highs near 100. Rain chances averaging about 10% each day through Monday. And then widely scattered storms return on Tuesday. The tropics are very active, and not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action, plus access to all my blog updates and videos by going to the App Store and downloading our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to come in handy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in the land. Not quite as big or as bad as I said yesterday, because Greg Budell is still down in Florida visiting Janelle's lovely daughter. But this is Joey Clark alongside me, 84, as well as the Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. Let's begin!
And here they are.
That's too much fun. Yeah. Just talking that up.
It's been a long time since I've been in the studio with 84. This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, my.
It always is.
Yeah, I like
this. And notice, I didn't step on you and didn't step on the...
Yeah, that was... I'm impressed. You're learning.
Believe it or not, I can keep my mouth shut occasionally.
It's because you were stuffing your lip full of skull. That's why you didn't...
Shut up, Terry. Don't lift the veil.
Sorry.
They can't see us.
So I just shared something. I just discovered it. I did not watch the climate town hall.
Nah, what's the point?
Right. Now, I will say, I'm not quite as, I haven't lived as much life, so forgive me for this. I didn't go through the whole the global cooling scare.
Oh, I did.
And right, so other people have more perspective on this, given how the media and the politicians and the scientists will push things in bad faith and in good faith, and it's wrong. And now we're on this new point. I'm all fine with the idea that CO2 is a greenhouse gas. It has that effect. Where I end up going, they would call me a skeptic, so I guess I'm in that camp, is that I don't think the effect is very clear. And what it will do to the planet. There are worst-case scenarios. There are lesser-case scenarios. There's all this... It's such a dynamic system, not just the climate itself, but as well as the economic response human beings will make to it, the innovations we can make in response to any sort of different changes. There's so many factors going on that just consider me skeptical when I see a global government, the UN, or wanting to be a global government, the UN, trying to push down a full policy program. It's one thing for a bunch of scientists to get together and talk about things. It's another thing when a global government is pushing down a whole plan on how to tackle this.
Joey's prophetic. This is in prophecy. The one world government is... this is what we're told in the Bible is going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is what this is.
Well, and it's also throughout history, isn't that what a lot of people have always strived for? Like, absolutely. They didn't know how big the world was.
Well, and that's the thing. Look at the number of people who have tried to take over the world.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great essentially did before he was 30 years old.
Pretty much, yeah.
You've got Hitler. I mean, good God, it goes on and on.
Genghis Khan. Yes. Caesar, the Romans.
It's nothing different. Nothing's changed.
I mean, the Arabs, the Muslim Empire early on was massive.
Yes.
Very powerful.
And they want to be again, and they're working on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's human nature, because there eventually will be a one world government ruled by, you know, the creator himself. But up until then, the human nature in us, mankind, is trying to do that all on their own.
Because we always want to outdo God.
We want to take his place.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that's where we invent these things like, oh, we're ruining the globe. I grant the Holy Spirit a little more wisdom in that, you know, when he created all this stuff, maybe he made an earth that could heal itself. And, hey, we might die, but like George Carlin said, the earth's going to be just fine.
Do you really think the Creator would tell us, okay, go out there and populate, 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 and not give us the ability to sustain a population of 10 or 20 billion?
No.
Right.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, and this is the point I came to. Thank you for leading it to me. It's a point that Bernie Sanders made last night. Bernie Sanders was at the town hall, and he was very serious. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not one of the Muppets. Walter and Stalder, you know, the two gay Muppets, which there's nothing wrong with. In fact, it's very brave and beautiful for the Muppets to come out so early. And to have curmudgeonly homosexuals as their critics. Wonderful, wonderful, brave and beautiful, of course. But last night at the climate catastrophe summit, town hall, if you will, that we put on, a reality show, really. I wish I could just sit here and talk like this all day so I could really get my points out. But a young man last night, he asked me, Bernie... Well, maybe he said Senator Sanders, but I prefer Bernie. Let's keep it casual. Yeah. Bernie, don't we need to educate everyone on the need to curb population growth. Yes, and this is actually what the young man said to me in full. He said,
"Good evening. Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years, Senator Sanders. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need, I'm nervous, to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address the climate catastrophe?"
Well, at least we know from that. And it gives me, you know, great peace in my soul that none of these questions were planted.
Well, and no, I said to the young, they weren't planted. They weren't. The no potted plants at the town hall.
Yeah.
None of that. But I answered the young man, yes. Yes, and the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. And Bernie goes on. So, part of controlling the population is giving women the right to terminate
Are we going to start fighting wars over this? And going into other cultures and making them say, nope, you can't have none of this, you know, up until the third trimester stuff. You got to kill them up until the day they coming out.
Right. And I don't want to get into a long abortion debate. That's not my point here. It's more this fear of the population. It's the point you made earlier, Terry.
Well, that's been going on since the 40s.
It's been going on further than that. They go back 200 years to the late 1700s, 1800s. A guy named Malthus is his last name. And he did this whole economic history of the world. And he said, once a society, a civilization grows, it grows so much that it hits a tipping point where it goes over its carrying capacity, where we can't produce enough food for all these new mouths.
And, right, because it's the resources requires exponential compared to the population.
Right. And what, and in fact, historically speaking, Malthus was right. But that's because historically speaking, a lot of societies were fairly static.
Sure.
They didn't allow for innovation. They didn't allow for trade for everybody to be engaged in.
Well, sure, they were hitting things with rocks.
There was another guy around that time who argued with Malthus, named Adam Smith. He's like, when nations trade, when people trade for one another, and especially also if they have virtue and they respect one another making money, I think innovation will lead us to be able to carry any new human beings that come on this planet just fine, and in fact, we'll get wealthier. Well, fast forward now to 2019 from 1800, Adam Smith was right.
Yeah.
But there was another bet that went on more recently. There's this guy named Paul Ehrlich. Now, Paul Ehrlich is a brilliant man. He had been credentialed and given all these accolades, Nobel-winning economist, and studied climate and biology and all this stuff. And then he made a bet with an economist called Julian Simon. So Ehrlich's really a biologist. Julian Simon is a business professor. And the bet was on a mutually agreed upon measure of resource scarcity over the decade leading up to 1990. So they did this in 1980, and they essentially make this bet. Simon challenged Ehrlich to put his money where his mouth was, because Ehrlich wrote this book called The Population Bomb.
Yeah, okay, that's where
right.
I got my name from. Okay.
Yeah, and in response to Ehrlich's published claim that, quote, if I were a gambler, I would take even money that England would not exist in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
Simon offered to take that bet.
I hear you, Conan.
Simon said, yeah, sure.
Oh, sure.
Or more realistically, he said, I'll stake $10,000.
Wow.
On my belief that the cost of non-government-controlled raw materials, including grain and oil, will not rise in the long run. Simon challenged Ehrlich to choose any raw material he wanted, and a date more than a year away, and he would wager on inflation-adjusted prices, blah, 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 decreasing as opposed to increasing. That prices would go down, showing that there's more supply of these things. Ehrlich chose copper, chromium, nickel, tin, and tungsten. You have to say, of all tungsten. The special metals, I really like tungsten.
Oh, I do too. Love it.
Don't you, ladies
it's heavy,
and gentlemen?
Just like gold. Same density as gold.
And they formalized this bet September 29th, 1980, and with September 29th, 1990 as the payoff date. Ehrlich lost. As all five commodities, copper, chromium, nickel, tin, and my favorite, tungsten, they all declined in price from 1980 through 1990. So, and Ehrlich made good. He paid up. Gave the guy the money.
Were those government controlled? Because that was part of the bet.
No, they were non-government controlled.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, not directly.
Okay.
And essentially the idea that Julian Simon wrote a book in 1981 called The Ultimate Resource. He noted that not all decreases in resources or increases in unwanted effects correspond to overall decreases in human well-being. And the idea is this, is that, yeah, when more kids, more children are born, these youths need to be fed. They will use more resources.
That's true.
Sure. But he says, and that's why the name of his book is The Ultimate Resource. The ultimate resource is the human mind, the human spirit, human ingenuity.
Absolutely.
To meet our challenges. And for us to just consider everybody else as just a liability on our well-being.
Useless eater.
Yeah, it's not the case. And you have to wonder, you know, aside from how you think the government should play in, say, the abortion debate or in wars or whatnot, how many kids were not born that could have gone on to be brilliant innovators?
Bingo.
We'll never know the answer to that question.
Exactly. We'll never know. And they come from all over the place, by the way. All over the world. Places you wouldn't expect. This is not like, oh, an American-centric point of view. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people born in the slums of India grow up and end up being these brilliant minds. This is the whole case for education for everybody.
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, you never know where it comes from. So equal opportunity, I like the term abundance of opportunity, is great, yeah. But the idea that we're going to, I guess theoretically, the idea that you could hit your carrying capacity. Like, we'll have so many people on Earth doing so many things that we won't have enough resources. I guess, theoretically, that's true. I don't think we're anywhere close to that moment. I think we could go hundreds of years more, if not further, and not have this problem. Because things like fossil fuels allow us to be very efficient with the energy we use in order to create new products that make our lives better. And that's Simon's whole point, is that, yeah, there might be some pollution going on, but the goal should not be, like, clean planet. It's what George Carlin, that bit we play all the time.
Exactly.
No, it's not clean place to live that we need to worry about. To a degree, that's part of the equation. We need to worry about human well-being.
Yes.
And the amazing thing since 1800, since Malthus was wrong and Adam Smith was right, is through trade-tested betterment, through liberty and dignity given to every individual as best as we can. We've never been perfect at it, but we're getting better at it. We will become more prosperous than we ever dreamed. And it's happened. And I think it'll continue to happen despite catastrophes. And oh, by the way, it happened while the war machines of Nazi Germany and the Kaiser in World War I and Stalin's gulags and Mao's Great Leap Forward that killed millions and all this, not to mention the horrors of what happened in this own country. We still got better, and life got better. So, excuse me.
Aren't you worried about the climate catastrophe?
Well, yes, I am, young man. Okay, Bernie, you know what I'm going to call you from now on? You're Thanos. You're just Thanos. You're a feckless, flaccid Thanos who doesn't have muscles or the Infinity Gauntlet. You don't know what you're doing.
Hey.
You old coot.
You're right there. And what my question is, how does this change the climate, though?
It does.
Even if we do overpopulate the Earth, okay, I'll even grant you that part, which I don't think is possible, but I'll grant you that. What the living world's that got to do with the temperature outside?
No, I do have to give a little bit of a... Well, it has to do with more people using more resources, in particular, more fossil fuels, more CO2. That's their idea.
Who in the middle of the Congo is using fossil fuel?
Well, they're burning wood in the middle of the Congo, which is worse than, say, coal, actually.
Oh.
So we should actually be them using natural gas and coal, but no, we can't use that either.
Well, but see, Joey, they will end up burning all the trees up for fuel, and all the trees will be gone, and they'll all die. They've been talking about that since, what, Terry, the early 80s?
Yeah.
when they were, they had the, this is when I figured out that people lied to you on TV. I was a young fella. I was probably 12 or 13, yeah. And I'm sitting there watching this commercial about the rainforest were going away. They were going to be gone, and I don't remember a year if they gave a year. But they said something like, I mean, it was an astronomical number, like, you know, 27,000 acres were being burned every single day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's terrible. Right. Well, little Clay, I go and get a calculator, and I start calculating, all right, 27,000 acres per day, and I was like, let's go 365, and I started adding up. I'm like, let me see how big South America is.
Right.
And I'm like, now wait a minute. It's like in 3 years, they would have burnt from stem to stern.
Brazil.
I said, these guys are lying on this commercial.
They're not telling the truth.
And they wanted you to donate money to them.
And where money was involved?
With forests in particular, there's a U-shape. Like, think of a graph. There's a U-shape relation between economic development of a country and deforestation. When they first start to develop, like in South America, forests start going away. They're cutting down all the trees.
Got to have room.
Room, farms, and using the wood itself and all this stuff. So, yeah. Oh, no, our forests are going away. But then as you start to get richer and richer and richer and richer, the forests come back.
Plant trees.
Because people think about that. Yeah. People actively start planting more trees, and they don't need to start consuming forest at the same rate they were when they were developing.
Yeah, they're not chopping wood to stay warm.
Yeah, they tried this bull crap a couple of weeks ago and got caught on it with
the lungs of the earth.
That the Amazon was on fire and they couldn't put it out. They were burning more than they have in, 80 years or something.
It was mostly farmland that was burning.
And then they get an old farmer down there and he's like, nah, we just burning so we can plant food so we have something to eat.
That's what he sounded like.
That's exactly what he sounded like. Might be kin to Pedro. And the reporter was like, okay, back to you, Jim.
Exactly.
You know? And where the forest is burning, this is generally my approach. If the rainforest in the Amazon is burning at all, I'm like, that's probably not good. No. That's a very valuable ecosystem that probably has all sorts of species and plants that we don't understand that could be useful to us. But when you exaggerate it for your global political plan to control everybody, population, lifestyle, in order to meet this vague goal of controlling the climate, I don't buy it. But I want to be a quick coda for you to break. Julian Simon, the guy who won this bet against Population Bomb Ehrlich, he did also make another bet, and he lost it. What? And guess what, though? It kind of makes me happy. He lost it to an Auburn man. In 96, Simon bet $1,000 with David South, professor at Auburn University School of Forestry, that the inflation-adjusted price of timber would decrease in the following 5 years. Simon paid out early on the bet in 97, before his death in 98, based on the expectation that prices would remain above 96 levels, and they did.
Wow.
So Simon was a fair arbiter of these things. He wasn't trying to hide the ball in any way.
He was a bit of a gambler, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I like this sort of stuff. It's like, okay, smarty pants, academic scientist disagrees
with
me. Put
your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, and it's a good test of these things. Like, what do you really believe in?
And it just shows that Keynesian model of economics never, ever, ever works because things don't stay the same.
Well, and just
because I guarantee you timber prices or lumber prices, I don't know what they exactly used in 97, they continued to increase up until about 2007. 2010, if he'd have made the bet in that three-year period,
it would have gone down.
He'd have won running away.
And Keynesianism just doesn't make sense from the basic point of view that we don't get wealthy by consuming things. Like, just common sense. Do you become wealthy by
spending money?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Do you become wealthy by eating food?
No.
No.
It costs money.
Right. We become wealthy when we produce, and we produce more efficiently.
Right. Because even in my business, I make lots of money. You're paying lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way it works.
Right.
And all you're getting is comfort. You're not getting richer, you know.
But you're
getting something in exchange for that money, But when you any service industry, you're only getting the service.
Well,
it's not. It might improve your standard of living.
I do have a theory though. We could make you really, really rich, and because if you're getting rich, all of society's going to get rich.
Well, I never said I was getting rich. I just said I got a lot of money.
I got a plan to make you rich.
I still have to pay for health care.
But I still got a plan to make you rich.
You still got to pay taxes.
What we're going to do, guys, and I probably shouldn't be saying this on air. This should be an inside off-air conversation. But what we can do is we'll get like a team of folks together. First off, there's employment right there. We'll get like a nice, you know, seed funding from some wealthy patron.
Get a government grant.
Yeah, maybe even like I'm sure the government would be all for this. And we'll get like teams of people, men and women, like of all different stripes, like people from the alphabet, people, everybody. It's going to be an inclusive, diverse program. We're going to go around breaking central heating and cooling systems all over the river region.
Ooh, word.
And that way, he'll have full employment. We'll have full employment destroying the things, and we'll be just goosing that GDP year after year.
There you go.
But what if they choose another AC vendor instead of him?
But they'll get wealthy, too. Nah. And then they'll have more money to spend. But here's the thing, folks. Breaking a window just so somebody can fix it is not making us wealthier. Like when economists say, oh, this hurricane's hitting the East Coast. It's going to make GDP go up when we rebuild. Yeah, but that didn't make us wealthier. It destroyed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The idiocy.
Money came from somewhere, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, you're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark, 84. Terry Adams. We'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm not only proud to have Lewis Lawn as a long-term sponsor on my radio shows here in Montgomery, proud to call them friends. It's impossible not to be friends with the Lewises. Their name is on the business. They're there. And they are among the nicest people I've met in my 13 years here in Montgomery. In the store, they have a great product line. All the big brand names in outdoor maintenance. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Most importantly, when you buy something from Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for repair or service. So your purchase means something. That warranty card is something you can redeem right at the place you bought it. This is why the professionals choose Lewis Lawn. And why I hope you will, too. A great local business and real good citizens in our community. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., excepting holidays. And you can reach them at 244-9191.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $20 on a Greenworks 1700 PSI electric pressure washer, now $99. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And keep your lawn looking its best by repairing bare spots and get 25% off all Pennington One-Step Complete Lawn Repair Mix. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/11. Pennington offer availability varies by location. U.S. only. Lowe's sells more appliances than anyone else. So when it's time to update your kitchen or laundry room, we're here to help you do it right to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop today and save over $600 on a Samsung front-load laundry pair featuring steam and a champagne finish for just $1,396. Plus, get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through September 11th, U.S. only.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, taking a look around the river region, and you've got a green light for your travels this time of the afternoon. The boulevard's really busy, but everybody's moving along just fine. We don't have any problems on I-65. I-85 is clear in Montgomery, and the 31s look good. Police are still cleaning up the accident on I-85 at exit 16 on the southbound side, so be careful if you have to travel through there. It's slow. If you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You're just in time for the Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings kickoff sales event. So what are you watching the game in? Are you looking for something a little more comfortable? Now is the time to shop at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. First of all, you save on sales tax. It's a point and a half lower there than it is in Montgomery. And prices are marked up to 50% off with an additional 10% off on red tag items. Are you kidding? And this is a place that has the biggest furniture selection you'll see anywhere in the River Region. It's a new season, so go get a new chair with that club level line by Bassett, now with another 5% savings on top of the discounted price. Kaiser also has a huge selection of media cabinets and recliners. Buy now through September 7th and get free delivery in the Tri-County area during the Kaiser kickoff sale. I've shopped there. The selection's amazing and the prices are fantastic and never better than they are right now during the Kaiser Home Furnishings kickoff sales event. You can also save on Bassett's club level line. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just past CAFCO.
Joey. Oh, welcome back to Happy Hour. Joey Clark, Terry Adam. Clay the Hammer. Wow. Sharp.
Pretty close.
He's here, too.
Pretty close.
And on the phone is Papa B. Hey, Papa B, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Papa B.
Long ride home today, so I thought I'd try to call back in. And good day to Joey, 84, and Terry, right?
Right. That's correct.
Well done.
All right. You know, I was listening to your show here and had another idea about what needs to be done, you know, to help this whole nation out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, somehow or other, we've got to find a way to drive out the people in our education system that are promoting the half-truths, lies, and general doctrinaire of this godless, gospel of global warming.
Among other things.
It's just, among other things, yes. I mean, it is absolutely a ruinous way for our youth, and it's showing now. You know, we've got people that have gone through the education now at least two or three generations deep that they just plain don't even, you know, they have no concept of God or the Bible. and they have all concept of this, you know, catastrophic doomsday known as global warming or climate change.
Well, that'd be, so, you got to start at square one, and Joey knows what square one is. And
Dan talks about it all the time.
Sesame Street.
No, that's not what Dan.
That
talks
is
about.
No, most Dan, certain. That's where it started.
Starts at
though.
Home. It starts at home.
And it does start at home, and you got to do the only way you're going to fix it, Papa B, is you have got to get your children out of this government-run education system. That's the only way to do it. And I'm not beating the drum for you must take your children out of school and homeschool them and all that. That's not the purpose. But the education system has gone so far down the crapper that it can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. Unless it is completely dismantled and redone, you're not going to fix it.
George
because
Collins says that.
I think that what, you know, once Trump gets through with the intelligence folks up there, you know, the intelligence cabal, all the alphabet soup, the very next thing he needs to do is go in there and, I mean, absolutely tear it, slam down to the ground, the board, the education system. And, you know, let it rebuild back up, you know, in whatever way it can. But it's got to be dismantled, branch and root, in order to get any better at all. There's no hope for it. You're right, I think, about that. So just one other quick thought, and that is this. It's interesting to me that the Apostle Paul, one of the names for the devil that he used was the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I don't mean to go ahead and get off on that tangent, but it kind of ties in just a little bit, I would think, with what we're talking about here. So now having arrived back at the house after a long trip, I'm going to pack up my soapbox and go on in.
All right. Well, thank you, Papa B.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Appreciate it.
I was trying to stay off that whole, this is Greg, I'm trying to stay on his highway and not go off on this conspiracy tangent. Just let that be known.
Okay. Hey, Joey, you want to fill up the next 2.5 hours?
Well, let's talk about it off air. We got to hit another
Brother Terry can take it in.
We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An Instant Pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hurricane Dorian may not be much of a threat to the river region, but for people on the East Coast, that's a different story. You have the chance to help those affected by the storm by shopping at Winn-Dixie. The store's parent company, Southeastern Grocers, announced that it's raising money to help people in the Bahamas and those along the eastern seaboard of the U.S. Every dollar raised at Winn-Dixie locations is going directly to the American Red Cross's disaster relief program, providing victims with food, shelter, counseling, and other assistance. And answers now following the disappearance of a 65-year-old missing Uniontown man, Archie Evans, who has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Evans' pickup truck was found in the 8100 block of County Road 12. A driver spotted something in the woods, then called 911. And when Uniontown police arrived, Evans' pickup was found between two trees in the wooded area. After a four-hour search, his body was discovered a couple hundred yards from his car. Evans' body has been sent to forensics to determine the cause of death. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As the Hurricane Dorian threat shifts towards the Carolinas, our hot, dry weather pattern rolls on and on. Sunshine dominates. High temperature 96 to 98 today and tomorrow, with the heat index near or above 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, very hot. Highs near 100. Rain chances averaging about 10% each day through Monday, and then widely scattered storms return on Tuesday. The tropics are very active, and not just Hurricane Dorian. Stay on top of the action, plus access to all my blog updates and videos by going to the App Store and downloading our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to come in handy. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, it's Greg from my friend Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. I'd like to ask you a question. If you're a renter, do you enjoy renting and not having a place you can call your own? Do you enjoy giving somebody else your money and letting them take the interest deduction on the loan? I'm just asking because you don't have to do that. One of the reasons Morris Capuano partnered up with Renaissance Bank was to make available many additional programs for people who have limited down payment, maybe a mark or two on their credit history. But here's how you save money on rent. You buy. You get into a place. You not only are likely to live better and pay less per month, but when tax time rolls around, you get to hand the federal government that first mortgage deduction, and that's a huge difference maker on your taxes. And I just have a feeling, no matter what your age, that if you're renting, you really haven't tried to buy, because the advantages are so obvious, especially with the current tax structure. You got to give it an effort. That begins with a call to Morris. Nobody works harder for you than Morris Capuano. 409-9300. 409-9300. Give him a call. Give him a chance to find out where you stand. Maybe get you pre-approved so you can shop for a home with a pre-approval certificate that puts all the cards in your hands. That's Morris at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. You know, sometimes I like to make it sound like the Dan Moore Show or the Joey Clark Radio Hour or News and Views.
Well, you are part of all of those.
And, you know, I was sitting over here thinking, if you want to go into conspiracy territory, we don't have to just keep it within that block of, what is it, 6 to 10 something? Are you always doing four-hour shows now?
I've changed to four.
Fantastic. Clear and the air Saturday nights.
Yep. 6 to 10, you know, I couldn't handle this, what I've got this more yelling. I couldn't handle doing it every night. I tried. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's tough, but...
I don't know how you do it.
Some days I don't know. Some days I really don't know.
I don't know how you bear it. I don't know how any of y'all do it.
Well, and people, let's be honest, folks. When you do it every day, some days are not as good as others.
I can't help but be that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Don't agree so quickly, Clay. What are friends for other than to kind of blow smoke up here?
I was looking inwardly, not outwardly.
Oh, when you're on,
that's when
they're not as good.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it sucks, but
yeah.
I mean,
you do the best you can. And sometimes the news cycle is not very conducive to great content. Sometimes, and actually, I love these days where, have you noticed, like, over the holiday weekend, the news doesn't seem to be as robust. There isn't as much news.
I love it when there's no news.
Right.
No,
it's
news
a great
is good news.
Day.
Exactly.
It is a great
but
it, day.
That, and that kind of, I think, also shows how much they gin up the news.
Absolutely.
And invent it and make something.
It's perception,
you know,
management. Mm-hmm. If they can manage how you perceive things, it's essentially mind control.
Right.
In a way.
Well, and it adds, they add in, and a lot of people do the dirty work for them without even being paid for it, mm-hmm. Is you add in the sort of social, moral element to it. So if you don't hold the correct opinion, you're a bad person.
Exactly.
It's not really about discussing the idea. It's about, you know, shaming people.
Yes, they're pushing that narrative always.
Oh, and the game is so dishonest, politically speaking.
Well said.
Yeah. So, though, I have to say, when I saw the articles today and the video packages and all the stuff on Donald Trump with the hurricane, I told you Durian was going to hit Alabama. And they, like, some reporters like, sir, well, it looks like somebody drew a Sharpie on outside the comb that it could potentially hit Alabama. And Trump's response is, I don't know. I love it when he's clearly wrong. And he's just like, I whatever.
He can't stand it.
Oh, my God. It's like when he's not playing by normal rules. When he made the, I'll pay whatever amount of money to a charity of Elizabeth Pocahontas' choosing if she does a DNA test. She does the DNA test. And, of course, all that came out that she's not really Native American.
1/64 of a percent or something, yeah.
And she does the DNA test. They're like, so, Mr. Trump, are you going to pay up to a charity of her choice? He goes, no, I wasn't being serious. Now, the one thing I have to say that drives
me... He got the DNA test, though, didn't he?
Right.
He won.
Exactly.
He won.
But the one thing that drives... It kind of... It made me go, back when Obama was president, when W was president, when Trump is president, you can't have both at the same time if you're trying to be consistent. Maybe you're being like Trump going, I'm not being serious. I'm just looking for whatever, the throw at the wall and see if it sticks. But like when, for instance, we would complain about Obama doing Obama policies, mm-hmm. and we'd be like, this is bad. What a terrible job he's doing, all these things. And then we would complain about him golfing and taking time off. No, if we don't like what he does, what he's working, it's good that he takes time off. That's the new thing today with Donald Trump. It's like, oh, it looks like Donald Trump, the president of the United States, has a very light schedule for the summer. I mean, other than meeting with cabinet secretaries and getting intelligence daily briefings and occasionally putting on medals to, you know, heroes from the American life and history. And
yeah.
He's not doing anything. He's just tweeting and watching cable news.
Somebody, for God's sakes, take that damn phone away from the man, please.
It's so much fun, though. You want to? Let's do that. I haven't even looked that up yet today. What did the president tweet today?
That keeps it so entertaining, though, Terry.
It's
exactly.
Entertaining, all right.
And
exactly.
He, I mean, he just leads the press around. Like, I mean, he is the puppet master. And you know he says this stupid stuff.
You think he does it on purpose?
He does it on purpose, so they have to report on it. You know, he misspelled so-and-so word in this tweet, and then they show his tweet. So, I mean, that's the only way he can communicate directly with
that's
the
a
people.
Good, that's a good point.
Because...
So he intentionally misspelled it so they would...
That's right. So they cover the story, and then you end up seeing the entire tweet, and you're like, well,
this is so great, though.
Okay. I misspell words.
I'm on my Twitter app right now, folks. Earlier this morning is when he was like, I don't know if somebody did a Sharpie or anything. I don't know how Alabama got in there. He's now come back. As of 37 minutes ago and 33 minutes ago, it's a tweet. With early projections, it's when the cone was really big almost
cone.
Encompassing
big
like
cone.
All of the southeast of it hit inland. And the tweet is, just as I said, Alabama was originally projected to be hit. The fake news denies it. And then 33 minutes ago, going on 34, I was with you all the way, Alabama. The fake news media was not. And it's a link to the Alabama National Guard from 6 days ago. Hurricane Dorian is projected to reach southern Alabama by the early part of the week. We are watching closely and ready to act. Are you? So I was right. I was right 6 days ago. But things have changed. And it's just, it's reality show stuff. Like
it's entertainment, man.
When you talk about perception control, mm-hmm. This is, I think, to a large degree, what Trump is battling and what he does himself. Mm-hmm. He realizes that they're going to pick up whatever I do, so let me push out what I want us to be talking about.
That makes sense.
And sometimes he doesn't always control it, but if he says something outrageous or does something ridiculous, you notice he doesn't even have the daily, you know, regular press conferences for the press secretary. Like we used to. It was Melania's old press secretary after Sarah Huckabee Sanders left.
Mm-hmm.
She became Trump's press secretary. She doesn't do the daily briefings anymore.
I don't, after what they've gone through with the media, I don't blame them.
Well, because Trump can speak for himself, and that's what he's largely done. He walks out from the Rose Garden. You know, they're calling it chopper talk. Chopper. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
It's like,
okay,
it's
little sound bites as he goes. Okay.
Yeah, before he gets onto the chopper to go to Air Force One to go somewhere, he'll just like hang out with the press for a second and do like sometimes 30 minutes, an hour just talking to him. Yeah, you. All right, that was dumb. All right, next question. Your fake news. It's so much.
I just love it though when he's like, nope, that's enough. One more question. No, no. Next, not you. Not you.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I make a point? Excuse me. All right.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Whoa, like a bat out of hell.
I don't think he needed this much power.
No, I don't think any person does.
No, but him especially.
If anything, it should remind any true libertarians, small government conservatives mm-hmm. out there, you might like what he does on the whole, especially compared to like Liz Warren and whatnot, but he's a nice reminder of the executive branch has grown way too powerful.
You better believe it.
Way too powerful.
I agree.
And we should keep our eye on the ball in that regard. Because
yep.
he won't be president forever.
Yep. Hopefully not.
We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Happy Hour. Joey Clark, 84, Terry Adams. Having too much fun.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An instant pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and our traffic looks pretty good this afternoon. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's real busy, so be careful around the intersections. Both I-65 and I-85 are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big delays on the 31, so let's just be careful as we get our Thursday wrapped up. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Now, folks, I would like to do a, well, blast from the past of my own history. Very humbly so, but the message is, well, it's clear in the PSA.
Hey, Joey! I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot. You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.